Chapter 45. Again, it was number 11. They couldn't mistake it. But if they did, they had only to ask for Tootle, engine fireman, and anyone would show them which was his house. At this unexpected stroke of success, Susan Nipper dismounted from the coach with all speed, took Walter's arm, and set off at a breathless pace on foot, leaving the coach there to await their return. Has the little boy been long ill, Susan? Inquired Walter, as they hurried on. Ailing for a deal of time, but no one knew how much, said Susan, adding, with excessive sharpness, oh, them blimmers. Blimmers? Echoed Walter. I couldn't forgive myself at such a time as this, Mr. Walter, said Susan, and when there's so much serious distress to think about, if I rested hard on anyone, especially on them that little darling Paul speaks well of, but I may wish that the family was set to work in the stony soil to make new roads, and that Miss Blimmer went in front, and had the pickaxe. Miss Nipper then took breath, and went on faster than before, as if this extraordinary aspiration had relieved her. Walter, who had by this time no breath of his own to spare, hurried along without asking any more questions, and they soon, in their impatience, burst in at a little door, and came into a clean parlor full of children. Where's Mrs. Richards? Exclaimed Susan Nipper, looking round. Oh, Mrs. Richards, come along with me, my dear creature. Why, if it ain't Susan. Cried Polly, rising with her honest face and motherly figure from among the group, in great surprise. Yes, Mrs. Richards, it's me, said Susan, and I wish it wasn't, though I may not seem to flatter when I say so, but little Master Paul is very ill, and told his pa today that he would like to see the face of his old nurse, and him and Miss Floyd hope he will come along with me and Mr. Walter, Mrs. Richards, forgetting what is past, and do a kindness to the sweet dear that is withering away. Oh, Mrs. Richards, withering away. Susan Nipper crying, Polly shed tears to see her, and to hear what she had said. And all the children gathered round, including numbers of new babies, and Mr. Tootle, who had just come home from Birmingham, and was eating his dinner out of a basin, laid down his knife and fork, and put on his wife's bonnet and shawl for her, which were hanging up behind the door, then tapped her on the back, and said, with more fatherly feeling than eloquence, Polly, cut away. So they got back to the coach, long before the coachman expected them, and Walter, putting Susan and Mrs. Richards inside, took his seat on the box himself, that there might be no more mistakes, and deposited them safely in the hall of Mr. Dombey's house where, by the by, he saw a mighty nosegay lying, which reminded him of the one Captain Cuttle had purchased in his company that morning. He would have lingered to know more of the young invalid, or waited any length of time to see if he could render the least service, but, painfully sensible that such conduct would be looked upon by Mr. Dombey as presumptuous and forward, he turned slowly, sadly, anxiously, away. He had not gone 5 minutes' walk from the door, when a man came running after him, and begged him to return. Walter retraced his steps as quickly as he could, and entered the gloomy house with a sorrowful foreboding. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.